You are about to hear a 15-minute free preview of the latest bonus show to hit our Patreon-only podcast feed. Top Rope Nation Patreon members have access to multiple members-only podcasts every single month, including at least one new show each and every week. This includes new episodes of TRN Classics, TRN Unplugged, and TRN Extra, plus ad-free versions of our weekly flagship show, merchandise giveaways, virtual hangouts, and other benefits. So in order to support us and ensure Top Rope Nation continues well into the future, and to gain access to all of these great benefits and exclusive shows, join the Patreon page now. You can get full access for just $5 per month. Click that link in the broadcast description to learn more and enjoy this free preview of one of our latest Patreon bonus shows. All right, everybody, it is the 66th edition of Top Rope Nation Classics. Ryan Drosty, Jesse Velasquez, Justin Joint, and returning to his seat, one of the men who made this program famous, my podcast co-host for over 300 shows, I believe, wearing the Macho Man Randy Savage shirt tonight, none other than Kyle Ross. Kyle, welcome back.
Great to be back, guys. Great to be home. Great to see you guys again. Great to discuss a simpler time in life, 1989 World Wrestling Federation. I think that's what we all need sometimes here on a Tuesday is to go back. What is it now? 36 years. Yeah. And then talk some reps. It's funny when you guys messaged me about, hey, would you like to come on and do this show? And I said, well, as luck would have it, I just rewatched it for the hell of it. Myself, you know, if I was still doing Top Rope Nation, this would be something I would bully everyone into doing classics on. So I said, right, of course, I will do it.
Are you saying that you would have hacked the voting machines, Kyle, to make sure that this one won the poll?
I don't get into this Dominion stuff. I will say this, as we learned from Sherry in this show, Stephen Miller can take solace in the fact that there is luck with the second woman, or there can be, I should say.
I'm curious, Kyle, how do you choose your random shows that you watch?
You know, I wish I could answer that question, Justin. Sometimes I'll listen to a podcast or, the Vault. Come this WWE Vault, the WCW Vault, they do things. You know, you just sometimes you watch things. It's like, you know what? I like when they choose for you. Or I'll read a blog something, or it'll pique my interest. Very random what I choose to. But you know, it just so happened to be that I was on an elliptical. I was gonna do it for an hour. This show was an hour. and I said, why not? I mean, by the way, I'm not in better shape after an hour, but I was thoroughly entertained, and I'm really looking forward to talking about the show with you guys.
I totally picture you like on the elliptical, and then 5 minutes into Saturday night's main event, you just get locked in, slowly step off the elliptical and sit on the couch, just start watching the show.
Yes, just thinking, oh, notes, yes, theoretical notes.
Well, Kyle, you know, we got to ask, what do you have anything in the glass tonight for our listeners? Because that's kind of always, especially in classics, we always have something extra special in the glass.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sure that this to the surprise of no one, I am still drinking. I am still a drunk, if you will. a tour bus, double dry hopped hazy IPA. I don't know. Cammy got it one time we were going out. We needed to get a, I said, get me something I haven't had before. And she got this. And it's pretty good. You know, for you see double dry hopped hazy IPA. You think to yourself, oh, I'm getting fucked up tonight. 7.4%. We're okay.
Nice. Very nice. Justin Joint, what do you have on the glass tonight, and how are things?
I'm doing pretty solid. I've got gin and tonic in the Top Rope Nation glass tonight.
Very nice.
I have some of the worst notes I've ever taken for this show. But Kyle's here, so I got my bowl of popcorn and a tall gin and tonic. I'm ready to go.
with Kyle back, we can all just kind of relax and Kyle can just carry the show, right?
I you know, just for fun, I did 3 pages of notes here. I don't know.
It's good to get back into the swing of things. Yes. Jesse, how are you doing? What do you got?
An hour a day keeps the doctor away, Kyle. So that's exactly why we do those elliptical machines, amongst other things, for a fitness perspective, right?
Yeah, I thought you were referring to masturbating, but okay.
Same.
But hey, elliptical, whatever.
An hour a day.
Oh, yeah, that is aggressive, isn't it? I don't have that kind of time, but you know.
Well, if the story's good enough, you know, you want to see how it plays out.
Yeah, once upon a time, and I get
29 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we know why he was watching Saturday Night's Main Event. Yeah,
some good it did for me. So apparently that wasn't true, you know.
Sherry must have been sensational.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesse, are you drinking?
A little. I got a little Hendrix mixed in with this Gatorade here. I went to a trivia last night and had a couple of surly mosh pits, so decided to go clear this evening.
Miss Jesse is always hitting me up with U.S. history trivia questions on Tuesday nights. Just randomly, my phone will blow up. Who is the youngest president of all time, Ryan?
That's cheating, Jesse, and I completely.
Did you win at least?
No, we ended up in the middle, like 6 out of 14. Those questions were slam dunks too, in a lot of cases.
Some week I need to just drive up to Minneapolis for one of these trivia nights, join you, simplify things for you. We do that.
We could have used a fourth person, that's for sure. A lot of the teams had four, we had three.
Nice. All right, well, here's what I have. The beer, I have two drinks tonight to celebrate Kyle's return. The beer is very basic Yingling Lager. Mm. That's more my chaser tonight, because I thought, you know, when we were doing shows with Kyle every week, a lot of times we would drink scotch or bourbon, you know, some fine whiskey. And so then I looked at my top shelf. I'm like, what could I drink tonight? You know, I got Green Spot because Kyle had recommended that to me many, many years ago. I've got, didn't you recommend Hibiki to me, Kyle?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We go to the Far East. Yeah. 6 stars in the Tokyo Dome.
Yeah. Thought about that. I thought about getting a Des Moines, Iowa whiskey or an Iowa whiskey perhaps to drink tonight, but I didn't have any. But what I did have was some real top shelf stuff here, some Blantons.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And for some reason, the horse made me think of you, Kyle.
You know? So we had a Kentucky Derby party over the house here pretty recently, and somebody brought me a bottle of Blantons, as a matter of fact.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Man, I need to start throwing Kentucky Derby parties.
Yeah, I know. You won't believe the things you get. After the bottle's gone, but I assume that was the point.
So hopefully I won't be slurring my words too much as we get into this show, which is, by the way, yeah, we've kind of danced around it, but the show is Saturday Night's Main Event number 21, which aired on Memorial Day weekend in 1989, aired May 27th, 1989. It was actually taped April 25th at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Des Moines, Iowa. I assume you, Kyle and Jesse, were never in that building.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Welcome everyone to Saturday Night's Main Event. It is Memorial Day weekend, where we are coming to you from Corn Country, the Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Des Moines, Iowa. Hello again, everyone. I'm Vince McMahon, along with Jesse the Body Ventura.
You know, McMahon, this is also soybean country. You know how you can tell that? Look at all them soybean products back there.
We have three. So the show opens. We get Hulk Hogan in this segment where he is filming this promo behind a blue cage that he's holding up. And every few seconds, you hear this weird, like, rattling sound effect.
It's so bad.
Very odd. He says the big boss man and the slickster will get their day in court, and he's going to throw the book at them. He says they've been passing judgment on people, but now he's the new WWF champion, and there will be no pardons. Hogan says he's the judge, the jury, and the executioner, and he's going to throw the book at them.
Thank God.
No wonder he's in the courtroom.
No wonder he endorses current administration.
Yeah, also glad that wasn't the case for his son's trial, quite frankly. Yeah. What was the noise that was going? That
it was
noise.
Just this weird rattling noise. Well,
I actually rewatched it because I was making the cage, but I wasn't seeing it. I was like, what is this? It seemed like it was just added for effect.
It was either added in post. Maybe that's why it took a month to get this to air, because they had to add those fancy special effects.
Also, not to put us all on the spot, I think this was the lone Saturday night's main event, at least that I could remember, where it was just one promo. And it was just Hogan. There was not the usual, like, let's go around everybody. Let's, you know, have multiple guys talking, you know, with the punny promos. It was just Hogan. That was it. It was a longer promo than usual, and nobody else got to cut one before the show.
Yeah, at the very least, you'd assume there would have been a follow-up with Big Boss Man and Slick, you know, his opponents for the show. Mm-hmm.
A lifetime of attorney at the hands of the pythons, brother.
Yeah, I don't remember another Saturday Night's main event that didn't have more than, that only had one person talking. Because like I said, I watched the July one right after this because I just kept watching. And you know, that, of course, had the multiple people in the intro. And they always had that. It's very, very odd to just have Hogan. You know what that intro or the sound effects remind me of? Because it sounded so bad and not like what the cage even really sounds like. You kind of know what they're going for. Reminded me like on the old keyboards. Remember how you could like hit a button for sound effects and every key would make a weird noise? It's like they had Jim Johnston like overdub these effects and he found like a key on his keyboard. Just like, oh, that sounds like a cage rattling. It's so weird. Just like echoes and just.
Mm-hmm. Totally random too.
Yeah. I'll have that in our intro here as we start this show so people can hear it. But yeah, very, very random. Then they play the Saturday night's main event intro, you know, the music and everything, which is awesome.
Talk about masturbating for an hour. Just play that intro on the loop.
Yeah.
Yes.
The cool thing was when, I don't know about you guys, like I didn't usually know what the main event, like what the matches were. And so it would be, that would be like one of the cool parts, like who's wrestling tonight. Yeah. It would tell you, you know, who would obviously would show the specific people who were working that night. Now, that was always a cool thing, man.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. So you get Jesse Ventura and Vince McMahon welcoming us to corn country, as Vince says. And they mentioned that they're at the Veterans Memorial Auditorium for Memorial Day. Works out well. And then Jesse says, it's also soybean country. You know how you can tell? Look at all those soybean products back there.
Between that and then in a couple minutes later, Duggan saying, seems a little pink to me with the effeminate hand gesture.
Yeah.
Apparently, not just Hulkamania, but homophobia running wild in May of 1989. I know that I'm a Little Pink caught Justin Joint's eye, needless to, or ear, should I say, by his little message there on the bottom.
His name on the video stream here is
Bye Mutant Pink. Power for that one, Justin.
Yeah, there was no missing that. That was my rewind moment, Kyle. I was like, wait, did he just say
something? He's a little pink.
Yeah. They build up the show. They show highlights of Rude defeating Warrior at WrestleMania 5 with Heenan's help to capture the Intercontinental title, you know, with Bobby Heenan holding Warrior's leg from the outside. And they throw it to the back where it's Mean Gene with Ravishing Rick Rude and Bobby Heenan. And Mean Gene is, of course, just beside himself at the cheating, which happened nearly 2 months earlier as the show airs. And Bobby says he didn't break rule number one, which was just win, baby. And he says anyone who thinks Hacksaw wins tonight is a dreamer. And you know what happens to dreams? They get a rude awakening. And then, Justin, we get Rick Rude's entrance, where just horrendous. They overdubbed the theme.
Devastating. Is that not a Johnson original? Like,
how many other themes get that treatment from this era?
Not that many, because like they have Macho's real theme in here, which was not one that they own. That's a symphony recording of Pomp and Circumstance, but that's in here. They never pay for it in the video games. I know this as a gaming nerd. Every time Macho's in one of the WWE games, it's never the actual version of Pomp and Circumstance it came out to. It's just a generic one, but they pay for it, I guess, on the network or whatever they need to do, whatever, however that works out contractually. But this one they must not own, because I think it is overdubbed every time, you know, he's any of his matches are on the network.
And it stinks, the overdubbed version.
Oh, it's so awful.
Real bad. He had a great theme. Great theme. Mm-hmm. Really takes you out of it a little bit. But yeah, he makes his entrance. They don't show him, you know, talking down the crowd and revealing himself. There's none of that.
Good point. That's rare.
Yeah. I was waiting to see what he said about Iowans, but instead he just poses in the ring and...
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.